Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse in Starville or Brupolo over in Tupelo. We don't give Churn and Spoon enough love. I saw like an Instagram reel. They had like I don't know what it is. It said it was like a peanut butter crunch, like a chocolate peanut butter crunch ice cream.
Looks good.
They know how to get my attention. You have it. So
I will say, Churn and Spoon has been my favorite even before I started this podcast. It's been my favorite ice cream in town.
It's great.
It's just great quality ice cream.
It's all homemade. It's fantastic.
Across the board, it's good.
Yeah. So Churn and Spoon ice cream, peanut butter crunch. I mean, chocolate and peanut butter. I mean, they go together like cocaine and waffles.
Yeah. Does that go together, Brian?
Just like you know, peanut butter and Chinese food.
Yeah.
Do I need to get the thing out? Where's the thing? It's what happened here? My it's under. It's trapped. It's in the cage. Can I lift this up? Oh, I don't know. I don't want to mess with that. You're a lucky man. I can't get to the thing today. I don't want to start a new sheet.
Dodge the bullet.
Right, StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
It is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats a sizzle of beef on the grill. It is apparently, I did not know this, but apparently May is National Grilling Month. Now, here in the state of Mississippi, as far as I'm concerned, every month is grilling month. The weather's never so bad that you can't get out there and work on the grill. But if it's National Grilling Month, let's make it count, folks. Let's get out there and let's put some beef on the grill in the coming weeks. Do it for America. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State, all the logos that you want, the interlocking, the state script, the M over S, they're all there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker that knows you by name, not just by your account number. A banker that's going to deliver the level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Is this a fair? There's one of the things I like to say is two things can be true at the same time, right? The Mississippi State, the way this series went, is disappointing.
Yes.
But they had a job to do, which was get one win.
And they did.
And they did that. It's, both things are true, correct?
Yeah, 100%. But they had
I'm going to turn on the fan while you talk. Go.
They had a shot in all three games. Like, this could have been, to be honest with you, after game three, the start they had, I'm disappointed they did not win that
game. 5-0, I was like, is this going to be a good day?
Yeah.
And it just got away from there. Another thing that I think, I'm not trying to do the things that are true today, that's a football thing, but this was the first series for me where I felt like they missed McPherson.
Yes.
So, you know, Ole Miss, they didn't really miss him. Against Georgia and Tennessee, the Tennessee losses look worse and worse every week, by the way. They lost 2 out of 3 this week to Kentucky. But it wasn't necessarily pitching that was the huge issue or the lack of it. And then, you know, they sweep the next 2 weekends, no big deal. This weekend, with Ben Davis getting injured, with Maddox Webb getting injured, this was the first weekend where I was like, man, if they had McPherson, Valinkas, and Stone on Sunday, they might have had a much better chance. I think the Charlie Foster experiment has got to come to an end one way or the other.
I'm not going to lie. I said that so long ago.
Well,
before I got in this podcast.
He's just so off and on.
When
he's on, he's not exactly lighting the world on fire.
No.
He's just okay. But when he's off, he's miserable. And like the first two innings, I was like, man, he's getting ground balls and this is great. You know, and they're up 5-0 and I'm thinking, they got a real chance to do something here. And then it just completely falls apart. And I've come to the conclusion with Foster is he's one of those pitchers you just got to kind of you may mess with his confidence a little, but starting the third inning, you got to have somebody go ahead and start throwing. Because the first time there's adversity, it's over.
Yeah.
He can't come back. When he gave up those back-to-back walks, I knew State was in trouble. Now, I didn't know they were going to be in 9 runs trouble. No. I didn't know they were going to be 8 runs without an out trouble. But they just ran out of pitching. I mean, when you've got Braden Booth, God bless him, doing everything he can, and Peyton Fowler and those guys, and Parker Rhodes, the guys that don't pitch a lot, they just had to find time today. So it's a disappointing result as a whole. But you had to win one game, and you got that, and now you're at a point where you're going to play Auburn this weekend, and if you win that series and you don't get swept to Texas A&M, what we talked about last week, win 4 games, right? 1-2-1. If they do that, they're probably going to be a national seed. I mean, they're up to 9 in the RPI now. They were as high as 7.
Is that updated?
It is updated as of, yeah, they dropped 2 spots as a result of today's loss. They were 7 coming into today.
Oh, okay.
So they're down to 9.
They're still in a very good spot.
They're still in a great spot, especially as we've talked about. I don't think Alabama, although they had a good weekend, Alabama had a good weekend sweeping Vanderbilt. I still don't think they're going to be a top 8 seed. They're probably hosting at this point, but I don't think they're a top 8.
I'd agree.
And then Florida State, I don't think it's going to be a top 8 either. So of the 8 teams in front of you, six of them may be top 8 seeds, but one of them is also Auburn, who's fourth in the RPI. You're playing them this week. This weekend is a super regional national seed elimination battle royal.
They won their series this weekend.
They did. They took 2 out of 3 from A&M.
6 straight for them, though?
6 straight series?
Yes.
I think that's correct, yeah.
That is.
State broke the sweep streak, though, this week.
Yeah, that is true.
They did that.
We keep talking about how they're going to have to win 2 games against Auburn, but I think that series is going to be a little bit harder than we think.
Auburn's a good team.
They have some damn good pitching.
They can pitch. I think they're the best pitching team in the country. I mean, Mississippi State people aren't going to be surprised that Butch Thompson has a great pitching team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he does. That's just what he does. Wow. What stood out to you in this series for Mississippi State? I thought,
Bill, honestly, like you kind of were talking about, just the pitching as a whole. I mean, on Sunday, you really missed it. But I feel like the main theme of the weekend was honestly missed opportunities. Mm-hmm. I mean, they lose a nail biter on Friday.
Right.
I mean, their offense couldn't hit a beach ball if they wanted to.
How many strikeouts on Friday?
A lot. Their starter had 14, 12.
The starter had 12. I think they ended up with 19.
They had 42 on the weekend. That's way too
much. The Saturday game is what stands out to me, though, is that State had how many strikeouts? 12 strikeouts in that game.
Well, Saturday.
And committed 3 errors and still won.
Saturday was the same game as Friday, but they had the hits.
They had the hits
that they needed that they didn't get the night before, which was encouraging.
They had more hits than Texas on Friday.
Yeah,
it's crazy. They lose 3-1.
Saturday they got what they needed. Mm-hmm. Sunday they looked like they were going to do something, and then oh my goodness gracious!
I knew
third inning.
It was a bad sign when first inning 5-0, you're rolling right. Second inning you don't come out and just get that starting pitcher out of the game and get them into the bullpen in the second inning, that guy ends up going 5 innings after giving up a 5 spot and a grand slam in the first inning. That's incredible. And, when they went 1-2-3 in the second, I was like, I don't like that. This is the time to – he's already thrown 50 pitches. Get him into the 70s or 80s. Yeah. Make them make a decision, and State just didn't do that. And then
– after that first inning, he was pretty good.
He was fantastic. Yeah, you look at Harrison, their starter. 5 innings pitched. He gave up 3 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He walked 3. That was all in the first inning.
And yeah.
His first 7 outs were strikeouts.
4 of those 5 runs on 1 hit.
Yeah.
But the walks, obviously, you need to clean
walks,
up.
The walks killed well, so they struck out 11 on Sunday, 12 on Saturday, and 19. So 19 and 12 is 31. Yeah, you're right, 40. 42 strikeouts, and you're not going to beat anybody. State's very lucky to have gotten this win that they got, but at the same time, they needed to get that win, and they got it.
This is
where I find myself, Carlo. It's like I don't know which way to lean. Do I lean towards, look, they needed to get one win, and they did that, or do I lean towards, it's disappointing to lose a 5-run lead. It's disappointing to lose two games that you probably could have won. But that's kind of been the story of State's season. Is outside of the Georgia weekend, I feel like
they've been in every single game.
Most of the games they've lost, it's their fault. It's not that the other team was just better than them.
Yeah, honestly, we talked about, you know, getting one win this weekend. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
But as I reflect on the weekend, I feel like there was more to be desired. You know, they definitely could have won either that Friday, and they probably should have at least controlled that Sunday game a little bit more. But
yeah.
I don't know. O'Connor got interviewed in the middle of the game. He said that he thought Charlie Foster would get his command back, and I don't know how many times he has to watch it this season, but he just, when he loses it, he loses it.
If you said, what has been the blind spot this year for Brian O'Connor, or what has been the thing that's bothered you the most?
I got two things.
That's the first one. What's the other one?
Woodson.
Well, he figured that one out this weekend. I think going forward, Wires will be in the lineup.
Yeah.
One thing I like about this team is that when guys have been given opportunities, they have taken advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Beavis did it. And
Dalton wasn't even playing bad either.
No, he wasn't playing poorly. He was in a little bit of a slump, but you know, defensively great and good enough. You know, the weekend before he got benched, he hit three home runs
mm-hmm.
against Tennessee. And then this weekend, that you know, Woodson was, he's just rough. And the other problem with Woodson is defense. And it, you know, if you're gonna have bad defense, I don't really care if you're hitting 360 with 15 home runs, right? That's fine. And if you're gonna hit 240 and strike out a lot, you damn well better be, you know,
mashing them out.
Better be Brooks Robinson over there at shortstop. Just, you know, he was a third baseman, but still, like, you better be a vacuum cleaner over there. Nothing gets past you. You can't be both bad offensively and bad defensively in play.
I can't believe he was in the lineup as long as he did. I mean, Wires hit that bomb on Saturday. I think that almost solidified his
spot. I think going forward, Wires is going to be.
Outside of the Jacob Parker home run, the grand slam, that's probably the most important bat of the season, or at least at least home run of the season. Good thing about that,
I would say they
get swept at Texas.
Right, so that's a good okay. You got me thinking. All right, that Parker's grand slam is probably
easily the biggest swing of the year.
Although Malewski's walk off,
on the list, that's up there too.
I'll give you five.
Okay.
All right, Malewski's walk off, the grand slam from Parker, Wires 3-run home run mm-hmm. is going to be in that list. Sean James's triple at Ole Miss.
Actually, scratch what I said. That it was huge.
Yeah, because they lose that game. I don't know where.
That was huge.
And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. And then if I needed one more.
I got it. I know we were just crapping on him. Woodson's double to keep the game alive against LSU. Remember, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the ninth,
got the tying run in. That could be it for sure. I'm trying to think if there's another one.
I know we were just crapping on Woodson.
I know, but is there anything else that stands out to me? Now, that's probably a good five. State fans, you may not like to hear what I'm about to tell you, but it's absolutely the truth.
Oh, here we go.
You kind of need to pull for Ole Miss the rest of the way.
Wow.
Ole Miss is those.
Someone clip that.
Well, I'm just saying this. State has four wins over Ole Miss, three on the road and one at a neutral site. Those are far and away State's best wins in terms of their resume, right? To have four wins like that over a team that's currently 13th in the RPI, that's doing a lot of heavy lifting on your RPI. So Ole Miss got walked off on Sunday.
Brutal ending of that game.
That was tough for the Rebels.
Hard to watch.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but.
Well, you get what I mean. It's a hard way to go down.
From the neutral point of view, a hard watch. I'll grant you
Someone complimented me this weekend. They're like, I like how you're not a State guy the whole time. So you give me honest opinions.
Well, you know what?
Shout out that guy.
Well, shout out to that guy for sure. But at the same time, I'm a State guy, but I still give honest opinions.
Well, I'm not saying you don't, Brian, but like.
You calling me a liar?
No, I didn't go to State. I'm, you know, I also cover Ole Miss. I feel like that's a.
I know where you went to school. You went to Indiana.
You have an IU shirt on?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Fanatics.
Why?
So
is that a national championship shirt?
No, it's old. I've had this shirt for like 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
It's an old shirt.
Yeah.
This is a shirt that when I was a bigger man, trying to find shirts that fit and I liked wearing was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a bunch of like random college football shirts. So I had I used to have like an Oklahoma shirt. I had a Villanova shirt. I had a
Villanova football.
Well, it was just
blue blood.
Yeah, whatever. They're blue. Anyway, they don't. This is the only one that still fits.
Okay.
So this is my IU shirt. I know so many Hoosiers. I got to represent them.
Respect.
Every now and then. So real quick, looking at the RPI, Not a lot of changes. Top three are still the same. UCLA won. They nearly dropped their first
Saw that.
Big Ten game. They were down 10-2 to Michigan State, but Sam Sklar's Spartans could not hold on, and they lost to the game. I think the final score was 13-11, something like that. Georgia Tech lost on Friday to Xavier. I don't know why they're playing Xavier. Like, why are they not playing?
That's not even in, yeah.
Like, are they? I don't know what's going on there, but they lost again. But they're still two in the RPI. Texas is still third. Auburn's up to fourth. Alabama up to fifth after their sweep of Vanderbilt. North Carolina is down to sixth.
They lose this weekend?
Let's see. I don't know their schedule. Let's see here. UNC this weekend. Well, they lost to Coastal.
That's not a bad loss.
What's going on with their schedule? They had a... What am I looking at here?
What's it saying?
They didn't play this weekend. They played on Sunday, and that was it. They had a game. They had a midweek game with Coastal that they lost. They had a game in the midweek with Queens that was canceled. That's probably a smart move by them. Their Queens' RPI is 247. Then they run-ruled Duke on Sunday, but they did not play an ACC series this weekend. So that's just weird. Okay. Anyway, going back to that. So UNC is, as I said, was six. Florida State, seven. They went up nine spots this week. Who did they beat this weekend? They swept Pittsburgh, who's RPI 49. So that's not; those are good wins for the Seminoles. Texas A&M is down to eighth after losing two out of three to Auburn. Mississippi State ninth. Other names of note: Southern Miss is down to 11th. Did they? Surely they didn't lose today, did they? I know they took they took the first two. Okay, they swept ULM, but this is the problem for Southern Miss. They're currently, what did I say, 11th?
Mm-hmm.
They swept ULM this weekend, but that's RPI 146. That doesn't help. They have six games remaining. They're on the road at RPI 160 and at home against RPI 210.
That's why those games matter against the...
They cannot lose any of these games.
No.
They got to win
these. Out if
they need
the
to, they're going to have to finish on a nine-game winning streak. Florida is 12th. Gators took...
They
take two or three?
I think they
Took two out of three from Oklahoma.
Pretty bad today.
They took two out of three. Yeah, they run rolled them today. So they got two out of three. Ole Miss is 13th. Georgia is up to 16th. They swept Missouri this week.
I believe there's that low. I understand the non-conference is not very good, but still.
It's better than not good. It's their RPI, their non-conference strength of schedule is 239.
Yeah, they're not.
Their overall strength of schedule is 43. You know, States is 11th, just to give you a comparison. Now, part of that is that State played Georgia, and Georgia can't play Georgia, but
yeah,
you get it. I'll run the SEC real quick. Georgia is 16, as I mentioned. Oklahoma is 20. Arkansas is 30. Tennessee, 33. Kentucky, 35. Good weekend for Kentucky. They took two out of three from Tennessee. That's a good weekend for them. And then after that, you're getting into the where's LSU? Up to 55. Go Tigers.
Where's Vanderbilt? Because they're on a 19-year regional streak.
They're not making
it. It's not going to happen.
There's no way. They're 71.
Yeah, the broadcasters.
Unless they win the SEC tournament, they're not going to get in.
The broadcasters were talking about it during the game. This is going to be the first postseason without LSU and Vanderbilt
in LSU,
a long, long time.
LSU is currently at 55.
Well,
their final six SEC games. And do they have a midweek game left? They do. They play Tulane tomorrow. Then they're at Georgia, and they host Florida.
They're not. They could go
if
one.
They
and five.
Could go 4-2. They got a sweeps. They either have to win both series or get one at Georgia and sweep Florida.
No.
At 4-2, that would bring them up to what are they in the conference? At 4-2, they'd be 13-17. It would be tight. They might get in.
Well.
Because beating Georgia and then winning three at Florida would get your RPI into like the high 40, the low 40s, high 30s.
They'd have to do some work in Hoover as well.
They might need to win a couple there.
Yeah.
But probably not going to make it. Vanderbilt's not going to make it at all.
No.
For Mississippi State, as we sit here, the Starkville Regional feels like it's very safe. You're going to have a chance to host.
As long as they don't get swept.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. If they win the series this weekend, they have – an outstanding chance, I think, to be one of the top eight. But if they get if they lose the series, they would at 16-14. They're probably still hosting,
but
they're like the 13-14 seed, something like that. But a series win this weekend over Auburn, and then you just don't get swept by A&M, and you're 17-13. That's you're going to be on the bubble between 8 and 10, I think. But you never know. But if they could somehow either get two at A&M or sweep Auburn at 18-12, I would almost guarantee them to be a top eight, almost guaranteed.
This weekend, man, it's going to be important.
Massive, massive
Like,
series.
really, really big.
Yeah.
They can't come out like they did against Tennessee and Georgia. If they come out
No.
flat
Well, and they can't come out. They
Friday,
can't come out like they did against LSU.
no.
You know, Auburn is a good enough pitching team that if you fall behind 3-0, you might lose 3-2.
Yeah.
You know, it really might just be that way. So State has got to find a way to get off to a faster start. What's funny is today they got off to a fast start
And
and they
then
couldn't hold it.
smoked it.
But almost every other game, it's been, you know, the later innings is when they found their way. So I just don't know. I just don't know. This team, we're eight weeks into conference play. There's only 2 weeks left in the regular season. I feel like if you said, what's your prediction for this team? I think they can get through a regional because they're not likely to be playing another elite team on the other side of a regional.
And they're probably playing at home.
They're
Probably.
probably hosting, right? But as far as super regionals go, if they go on the road, I wouldn't like their chances at all. Although they do have two road sweeps this year. But if they go on the road, probably not. But I just don't know if this team can win three games against. I don't think this team can win three games against a really good team. You look at their series wins this year. Vandy's not making the tournament. South Carolina's not making the tournament. LSU's probably not making the tournament. Who's the other series
Ole
win they have?
Miss.
Ole Miss is their best series win.
Crazy.
But there's the historical factor at play there. So, you know, they have it, you know, they lost two of three to Arkansas. They got swept by Georgia. They got swept by Tennessee. They lose two out of three to Texas. These last 2 weekends are going to be a really good barometer of can they actually do something in the postseason? I could very easily see this team's season ending in a super regional right now. That's if you made me predict, that's what I would tell you. I think they can get through because you look at the average regional. You're probably playing like the second or third place team out of the Big Ten or the Big 12. And then you're probably playing a Sun Belt team. Maybe like, you know, it probably won't be Southern Miss. So whoever's the next one
Yeah.
down. And then you're probably playing like a, you know, low mid-major
Yeah.
champion. You should be able to win that regional. But then if you're, you know, especially if you're like the 11 seed, right? And then, okay, now you're going to Athens or you're going to Georgia Tech or something. Probably not winning that.
They're not going, they can't go to Florida State
I don't think that they
again.
will send him to Florida State again.
Let's
Let's hope that that's not the
not do
case.
it
So,
again.
all right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. I've decided to take you up on this.
Uh-oh.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to Two Brothers soon. We're just going to eat wings. We're going to go ahead and we're going to start with a 40 piece.
40 are each? Okay.
And then it's going to be like, if you're still hungry, just keep going. But we're going to make a challenge. Loser's picking up the tab. You in? You got what it takes? You were talking a lot of smack the other day.
Yeah, I mean,
The, I
just
think,
starting with the 40?
as the kids say, do you want some of this smoke?
I don't know,
Not
Brian.
smoked wings either.
Brian, I don't know if I can kill 40 wings.
Oh, he doesn't think he can do it.
I don't know. I mean,
Oh,
starting with 40?
40.
No, I don't know.
That's what kids eat, isn't it?
I don't,
That's a child's plate.
man.
I mean, you brought this on yourself, young man.
I don't, I mean, why are we starting at 40? Why can't we start lower? Do
Huh?
you think you could kill 40 just off the bat? Okay, then no. I financially
Let me tell you.
80 wings. Oh my gosh.
Without batting an eyelash.
No, you no.
Okay.
Hey, I'll
Okay.
win the challenge.
You win that challenge that I didn't
You can
know.
have your hypothetical win.
It's okay. Yeah, well, I'm an SEC guy. We win hypotheticals all the time.
Exactly.
So, yeah, just let the record show he didn't want any of that smoke.
40. I mean, why are we starting at 40 wings?
What do you want to start with?
Like 20?
Well, that's the problem then.
I
It's
could do
like,
20,
oh,
but that's warm up for you, I guess.
I'm still like not even just hungry. I'm still starving at
Okay.
20.
Yeah, I can't do 40. You can get this one.
You rattled my cage.
I don't know. I
You put a little
kind
chum in the water, and now you're mad. Now the
of.
shark shows up, and you're
Yeah.
upset.
And I'm running away.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll admit that,
Okay.
Brian.
I just wanted everybody to hear it in public, though. The dues have got to be paid in public, if you will.
Those are, I mean, those are thick wings, man. Like I mean, I love Two Brothers wings. Give me the white sauce on them. I had that the other day.
I would get the regular. I would want regular. I want barbecue on there, and you know, give me a little ranch to go, and
All right.
brother. So, all right, challenge not accepted.
I'm not, I mean,
That's disappointing. I mean,
if you just said we weren't starting with 40, maybe I would have ignorantly agreed,
yeah,
but
that would have been even funnier if you'd have been like slowing down about 25, and I'd just been like, I'll take another 10.
oh
Bring it on.
man, no,
Yeah.
you got it.
All right. Well, we almost had a competition. That's okay.
Sorry, Two Brothers.
We'll just enjoy the wings on our own time. And you can too this weekend at the ballpark. Two Brothers Smoked Wings. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. Do you need technology for your business? Do you need a new copier, new printer, new laptops, new computers? Whatever it is, they've got it at Advantage Business Systems. But more importantly, they've got you. They've got you taken care of after the sale. They'll get you taken care of. If something goes wrong, you can call them. It's a 601 number. And because they're in Mississippi just like you, they can solve your problems the same day a lot of times. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. You're looking for Mississippi State gear here in Starkville. You got to go check out Maroon & Co. They got some of the new great LA7 gear from our friend Luke Alexander. I think I'm going to go buy one of those things, actually. He's got the, I call them shackets, you know, like a short sleeve jacket. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a quarter zip, but it's short sleeved.
Yeah.
I call them shackets.
Okay.
That's what we've been
Is
calling them
there
for
a
you.
hood?
Huh? There's no hood. It's like what I'm wearing
No,
right now,
it's like a
but
vest.
no, but there's short sleeved. It's like the sleeve
So the
comes up to
difference between
here.
this thing and a vest is the vest is here.
Right. It would be like if it was like
This is like I
this.
want to wear a vest and I don't want to
It's
actually
a
wear a
shorts.
vest.
It's a shacket. It's a shirt and a jacket combined.
I didn't wear my rope hat today. I messed up.
Well, you're about to be on the air. You can't be wearing a rope hat. So, some people might,
Oh,
but
former WCBI employees definitely
they
could.
could get away with
Not
it.
naming names, though.
I think a rope hat might have been what pushed him out. That might have been like, if they had seen him in a rope hat, they'd have been
He's
like,
over 25.
you can't. That's what I'm saying.
Robbie was at rocking a rope hat.
Hey, he's a weird guy.
I didn't know he's still around here.
He's still there. I saw he was in
It's
Starkville.
still around, guys.
He was running the show at the 1878 event at Davis Wade on Saturday. Anyway, I'm gonna go check out the great selection of LA7 gear at Maroon & Co. You should too, and use our promo code Thunder15. You'll save 15% off regular price in store or online at MaroonandCo.com. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, guys. The sun is back out. It's time to mow the grass. It's time to get out there and get your yard looking the way you want to. And the best way to do that is to have some John Deere green in the shed in the backyard, ready to come out. Great deals available. Great financing available, as low as 0% at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Whatever you're trying to do this weekend, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has a product that makes your job, makes your life, makes your hobbies a little bit better, a little bit easier. Go check them out in Saltillo. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have what you want for less. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're trying to buy or sell land right now, be it a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly make that sale happen for you. But if you're just trying to manage your own land, trying to keep it sustainable, trying to keep your profits high, that's where Good Hope Land and Timber can really shine for you. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a call today. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved. Good Hope Land and Timber. You went to Zach Bryan.
It was
Was
awesome.
it good?
Oh my gosh. It was so good.
So I'm not, you know, Zach Bryan's not my kind of music, not my cup of tea. But I was very pleased that it seemed like it was a good crowd. It seemed like the event more or less came off without a hitch. Like there wasn't a huge backup of trying to get into the event, or they ran out of concessions or anything like that. I understand there were some problems, not problems, but issues with people's original seats, and then with the way they set the stage up, they had to move some folks around. My daughter and my niece were two of those people, but they ended up lucking out because they were in the wherever they were, they got to go on the field.
Oh,
So
sweet.
they were really happy about that. It seems like by and large, there weren't a lot of complaints. Starkville needs stuff like that. And I think Starkville showed that we're going to go a little non-sports here for a second, that it's capable of hosting these kind of weekends. And I would expect in the coming months, maybe not, and I don't have any inside information here. I'll be clear on that. I'm just speculating, but It feels like another concert of that. Now, you got football season coming up. You can only do so much there, but maybe for next spring. When did they announce this concert?
I'm not really sure.
Last,
I think they
was
announced
it
it
during
in
the
the
fall?
summer last
Summer of
year,
last
maybe
year?
something like
So
that.
maybe something soon where they say, hey, for next year, we've got maybe even a bigger act. I hope that that's the case. But think about the last few weekends here in Starkville that we've had. You've had you had
Said.
back-to-back series with Georgia and Tennessee. Then the South Carolina series was the Cotton District Arts Festival, which is a big deal. You know, Cotton District, go down there. There's a lot of vendors. It's a really cool. Did you go?
Did not.
You live in the Cotton District.
I know. I'm a bum for
You
that.
walk out your door.
It was a Saturday morning, wasn't it?
Yeah. So
Sometimes Saturday mornings are a
I
little
got
too
you.
early.
You're still young. I got you. I got you. So anyway, you have that. Then you have Super Bulldog. You have the Starkville Derby. And then you follow it up with that. I mean, that's now I understand that, you know, especially nowadays. You know, money is it's a little tight for all of us. So you know, the idea that maybe you had to pick and choose your battles there. You know, like I couldn't make it to Starkville 5 weekends in a row, but it feels like this weekend was well attended. I know that from a traffic standpoint, having to go pick up my daughter after the concert, it was a bit of an ordeal. So I assume there was, you know, there were plenty of people there. It looked like it was a really great show. Everybody I've seen has said it was good. I know that the 1878 event was really good too. I got my daughter and my niece went to that, and they ran into some folks I know. They said it was first class, well done. Yeah, I'm pleased with that Starkville has been able to pull off these massive events back last weekend and then this weekend, two completely different kind of events in the Derby and in this concert. But I'm happy about that.
I mean, they've had a lot. I feel like they had some of these events recently. I mean, they had the banana ball thing in July.
Yeah.
Then they had Hardy a few years ago at Duty Noble. I mean, they've done a, I mean, even Rick's point. I mean, they had Ella Langley in
Yeah.
October, which she's
Rick's is
superstar now.
a legendary. I mean, they've always had good acts there.
Oh,
You know,
yeah.
guys, you know, going back to when I was in college and, you know, bands that became big that played at Rick's. That's a long list of stuff. So just a good weekend for being Starkville.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, this weekend, another big baseball series. And then the weekend after that, you know, if you want to take some time off, it's cool.
Graduation.
Is that graduation weekend?
Yeah.
Is it this weekend or next weekend?
It's the series against A&M. It's graduation weekend.
Well, then you get that first weekend, though, after.
Imagine if there was a baseball series during that weekend.
It'd be tough.
You
It'd
wouldn't be
be,
able to drive anywhere.
yeah, it'd be really tough. And then you have the SEC tournament. So that's kind of your recoup and relax weekend. And then the weekend after that should be the Starkville Regional. And a return of postseason baseball for the first time since 2021 here in Starkville. I never could have imagined that we'd go 5 years without a regional in this town, but that's where we are.
Hypothetically, Brian, if they host the regional, do you think they break the record?
That's tough because, you know, the record was against Ole Miss.
But
And
it was during both teams were
both teams were
bottom
terrible,
of the barrel.
but it was against Ole Miss. Ole Miss brought some fans.
Oh, true, yeah.
You know, I mean, not that they brought, you know, like 5,000 fans, but they were probably.
No, it's a short drive.
It's a short drive. You got to think about it. We're talking about like, it's in terms of a few hundred people here and there is what breaks your record, right? So if one fan base is going to bring 500 or 600 fans, and you know, you look at think about a regional and like maybe the two seed is, you know, let's just do a real quick.
Southern Miss.
Well, Southern Miss would be an extreme example that might put you in contention there. But in all likelihood, like state, let's say state is the, let's just say they're on the wrong side and they're like the 11 seed, right? They're probably looking at somebody like Virginia Tech is 36 in the RPI right now. Maybe North Carolina State, maybe Clemson. I don't know. But those teams aren't going to bring in the requisite amount of fans. So
No.
the answer to your question would be, you got to think about it like this too. Like state's top, you know, I'll look at it right now. College baseball attendance records. All right.
They had number three against
They
LSU.
did.
They had a few this year in the top 10.
So let's see here. All right. How many of these games are postseason games? How far do I have to go to find the 12th crowd is a postseason game. The
Is
game
that
against Notre Dame,
2021?
2021, Notre Dame at Mississippi State. The first 11 are all just regular season games.
That's impressive.
So yeah, to answer your question, no, I don't think they would break a record. But there would be massive crowds
Yeah,
for
I think
the
it'd be in
games.
the top 10 for sure.
You have a much better chance of breaking records in the super regional. Like the regional round, you're not going to break records for that. You got three games. It's just not going to happen. So it's a great time to be in Starkville, though. And I just wanted to talk about that for a minute. Like I said, I heard great things about the concert. The show was good. You enjoyed it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not.
Are you a Zach Bryan guy?
Yeah, I'm
surprised you went. Was it more just because it was cool to go?
No. I mean, I listen to country music.
Okay.
I'm not a big Zach Bryan guy, but I knew his popular songs, and just it was. I mean, it was a great production as a whole. I mean, you could have not known anything and still had a good time. So I'm really glad I went. I actually saw Morgan Wallen in Tuscaloosa 3 weeks ago as well, and that was really good as too. So I mean, I do like country music, but I think overall the show, the fireworks, getting the crowd going, it was a good time. It was a really good night at Davis Wade for sure.
Awesome. Well, cool. All right. Tomorrow's show, we'll have our conversation with Brooks Bryan. We'll have our conversation with Brian O'Connor. We'll do some. We got three spring previews to do this week. We'll get those out of the way. And who knows what else will pop up along the way. We've got plenty to talk about here on Thunder and Lightning. Glad you guys are with us, and we'll be back again tomorrow for Carlo Barone. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.